It's time for Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymore. From corporate executive to CEO to entrepreneur and the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, building a business you love, and creating a brand that's authentic to who you are. So if you're ready for honest, raw marketing conversations that you will not find anywhere else, let's freaking get it. Hey guys, it's Shelby. Welcome back to Damn Good Marketing Podcast. And today we're going to get a little spicy with you and we're going to talk about the power of stories. But first, I want to do a little recap. The podcast live was absolutely insane. We had great people that came. We had great sponsors. We had great speakers. The room was like buzzing with networking and just so much freaking goodness. It was truly a dream come true. And don't worry, if you missed it, we will have so many more because I've realized that rooms like that really help you, help me, help all of us, especially when we are trying to get to the next level in our business. So stay tuned for that. If you missed it, do not worry. Next week, all four episodes will be dropping at the same time. And I may or may not, for my solo that was interviewed by Casey, my business coach, drop a little hint or two about what's coming for the Shelby brand. And it's going to be damn good. And basically, it's going to take your life from overcomplicating social media to making it easy. So if you're ready, go ahead, subscribe to this channel, aka podcast, it's not a channel, and get ready for all the goods that's dropping next week. I'm also very exhausted today because I'm trying to cut out sugar and caffeine. So this is black coffee number two, and coffee doesn't really do much for me anymore, but let me take a little sippy sip and then I'm going to yell at you about stories. Okay. Seriously, the other day I had this new potential client come in. We had a Zoom call and we were just chit-chatting and everything. He was telling me everything that he's been doing for his business, what he did for himself personally and all the stuff. And then he said, Shelby, I've been posting on stories and I know before you say it, that's a mistake. And I was like, pause. That is not a mistake. Every one of you underestimates the power of stories on Facebook and Instagram. When I tell you, if you're not on one of those platforms, I'm really sorry. Maybe we could chit-chat later about it, but you should be. Even if you are in a boring industry, our oil and gas clients either are on Facebook or on Instagram, but that's here nor there. The power of stories. Let me tell you one thing. A lot of you want to grow followers, grow followers, grow followers. But if you are not talking to your followers already, that are already there, that you've built a community with, that you're giving back to them, pouring into them, pulling back the curtain, having a conversation. It's like literally picking up the phone and calling your bestie. But like I know this day and time, a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone. It's like texting your bestie and talking. Talk to them like they are your best friend and let them get to know you. I'm not kidding. If you underestimate the power of stories, you will get left behind in this world of social media and marketing for your business. It builds three things that we're going to talk about today. One, it's going to build that human connection, whether they live here or they don't live here, whether they know you or they don't know you, they're going to feel like they know you. We're going to dive deep into that. Authenticity. Oh my God, what a word. I mean, it's definitely the word of the year. But I absolutely adore this word. And number three, it's going to give them a glimpse behind the scenes. And what does that mean? I'm going to tell you in a minute. So let's go back to the human connection. When COVID happens, people, like, I like to say, maybe I shouldn't say I like to say, but COVID was the worst thing to happen to our generation, but the best thing to happen to social media because it really enhanced that intimacy level of social media. And what does that mean when I say that? It means we crave human interaction. We crave knowing each other and knowing the other person on the screen or whomever we're talking to. You have to be willing to give that person the human side of you. And that's where stories come in. This is where you get to craft those relationships. This is where you become super fans. This is where you become best friends. This is where you become ride or dies. Your stories is literally giving value, more value to the people that have clicked the follow button. It's not trying to get more followers. It's trying to literally convert the community that you have now that's following you. Why are they there? Why do they stay there? Why do they trust you? Why should they buy from you? Why should they tell everyone that they know about you, your products, and your service? Truly, it is something that people just scroll. I want you to think about, take a second, what are your habits? So maybe this might not work for you if your habits is automatically going on these social media platforms and starting to scroll. But if your habit is opening these apps and going to stories first because you like want that human interaction, then this is where you're missing a huge component of your business. Literally, everyone wants to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, aka I said that wrong. Everybody wants to hear about the good, the bad, the ugly, but there's so many people that will not show it. They want to show up prim, proper, and perfect and perfection on social media. And that is out the window. If you have not made that shift yet, it's already June. You're a little behind. I'm kidding. You're never behind. It's never too late to start. but you need to start showing up as who you are, being human, and showing up for your consumers exactly how they want to get to know you. This is the only way you will get used to getting your face in front of a camera and talking. This is the only way you're going to make yourself different from your competitors. This is the only way you're going to build that bond that's unbreakable.
If you're ready to break through that small town mentality and take your business, brand, or corporate job to the next level, then Damn Good Marketing Live 2024 is for you. Now picture yourself surrounded by a community of like-minded individuals, all hungry for growth and success. DGML is your gateway to unparalleled networking opportunities and invaluable insights from industry experts. If you're ready to move that needle in your business and embrace a transformative experience, then I invite you to join us at DGML this year. Trust me, I've been in your shoes searching for that missing piece, and now I'm bringing it back to Louisiana because I know firsthand the power of putting yourself in the room. Because once you do, you'll be amazed by the transformation. So don't miss out. Secure your spot to Damn Good Marketing Live 2024. Check the link below in the description and let us know if you have any questions.
It does not matter how many competitors you have. It does not matter how much their pricing might be lower. They might offer the exact same product as you. If that person knows you and who you are by hearing your voice and seeing your face and knowing like all these weird quirky things about you, not going to break that bond. They want the human connection. I'm not asking you to air out all your dirty laundry. Truly, not asking that. I don't want to know that. You probably don't want people to know that. We just want to know like weird things, i.e., for example, last night I posted a healthy grocery haul. I'm trying to eat cleaner. That's here nor there. That's for story time later. But the amount of engagement, seriously, if you've had like lack of engagement on your stories, post something that's super relatable that's about you. I apparently struck a chord with some people because they all want to eat healthy, or they're giving me advice on how to eat healthy, or brands that they saw in that video that I should be changing things out to, or like, oh my God, can I join? When I say when you become relatable down to what workouts you do, what coffee you drink, what food you eat, what beverages you eat, like when I would post about me drinking Diet Coke, that literally caused an uproar. I mean, I get it. It is not the best thing for you, but it's really not the worst thing that I could be putting in my body. Now, before you say anything, I know it's not really good for you, but it caused an uproar in my DMs. I think I was like, it's a kind of night for like DC and a large pizza. And people were like, holy crap. They thought I was like off to go do drugs or something. I don't know. But when I tell you that people on social media are craving authenticity, well, let me back up. I'm going too far. They're craving human connection, which leads me to authenticity. There's enough filters in the world. There's enough fake shit in the world. There's enough people out there telling them they can help them XYZ make $1 million a month or whatever that may look like. Or there's just so much being overconsumed on social media. If you stay true to yourself, you will break through the noise. You will be known for who you are, what are your values, your mission, your goals, all those things. If you stay true to who you are, I'm going to say it again. If you stay true to who you are, it will open up a huge pathway for you. And on the episode we're dropping next week, I talk about getting clear and when the power of the pause coming. Hence, it's like a really big episode, so I'm really excited to share it with you. But when you adapt to power of the pause, which you'll learn more next week, you get clarity, you get connection, you get community, you get collaboration, you get content. That is when your community is formed and it's so unbreakable because you're staying true to who you are. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know your purpose. You know why you're here. When you are authentic, you are setting yourself apart. You are not falling into the noise of the internet of saying people are like, oh, I forgot where she went or he went. You want to be top of mind for consumer, and that is by being a human being and being super authentic. The third thing that's really important, this episode's going to be short, sweet, to the point. The third thing that's super important is behind the scenes. When you get on stories and share behind the scenes of what you're doing that day or what it's like to work with you or maybe your meetings or maybe you talking to a client or maybe you going to an event or maybe you performing a service or a product that you offer your community, they're going to be like, holy shit, I can see myself working with her or him. And that's going to help build that layer of trust and bond of what does it mean to go get Botox, or what does it mean to use them as a law firm, or what does it mean to hire them out to do inspection on our oil and gas project, whatever that may look like. Truly, when you start showing a little glimpse of here and there what your day looks like, it is going to be boring for you. It is going to be super boring. Like I had a conversation with someone earlier. I was like, she goes, Shelby, how can I be more relatable on social media? And earlier in our conversation, she had talked about what we were doing this weekend. And I was like, well, you know, we laid low this weekend. Really, I didn't feel very well. I'm trying to change my diet and stuff. And so we just like hung out at home, had a lot of family time. She said, oh, I went to the fish market. I was like, wow, I wish we had a fish market. And she's like, I was like, that's what you need to be posting on social media. And she said, that is so boring. Why would someone want to know about me going to the fish market? And truly, the things that you think are boring are the things that are going to pop off on the internet for you, because that is what people find intriguing and interesting about you. Because truly, the amount of people that have asked me about boxing, the amount of people that have asked me about Legree, those are two workouts that are going to push people outside of their comfort zone. And they're either going to think it's easy or they're going to think it's, oh my God, it's too hard and it's not for me. But it opens up a layer of conversation that I can have with them. So I want you to think about something that's super boring in your life. And you're like, they're going to be so bored listening to me talk about this. And I guarantee you someone's going to have a conversation. And when you have that conversation with people in your DMs based on a story that you posted, your mind's going to be blown. And the bond that you build is going to be something that cannot be broke. Broken? Let's go with that. I'm telling you all, lack of caffeine, talking super fast. My kids are screaming in the background. So if you can hear that, then I'm sorry about that as well. Anyway, number four, because I'm giving you an extra bonus, is don't underestimate the power of selling on stories. Because truly, if you're selling something, whether it's a product or a service or an event or whatever it may be, people don't know what you do or how to support you unless you talk about it. And I found the best way to do that is to talk about it on your stories. Every single time I post a story about DGML, literally, quite literally, every single time, I sell a ticket. I get an open conversation about it. It doesn't matter what it is, because now I'm telling them a little bit more in depth about what it is that I'm offering and what we're doing. And so I don't want you to be scared. Oh, I already post about what I do, or people already know. Like, they don't. They don't know what you do. They don't know how to support you. And people are kind of silly when it comes to how do I help that person. If you don't point blank ask them for the support or how they can help you, that's on you, boo-boo. That's on you. Also, if you can't get over, I'm on a rant. If you can't get over how you look today, like if you're watching this on video, my hair is like three sheets to the wind grease. Like I could fry an egg. I am tired. I am puffy. This weekend I didn't feel good. Like it's just like a lot. But I know I needed to give back to y'all and record this podcast. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. Do I feel like doing this? No. Are you going to feel like doing it all the time? No. Do you have to do it? Do you need to do it? Yes. They need to see your face. They need to hear your voice. No matter how stupid you feel or look or whatever it is that you are, because you're your own worst critic, someone out there is going to thank you for showing up.
Attention all fashion enthusiasts. Get ready to revamp your wardrobe with Emma's, your go-to destination for timeless style and sophistication. With over 12 years of fabulous fashion, Emma's is your ultimate spot for chic and refined pieces. Explore the world of Emma's, where every item tells a story of charm and elegance, from trendy shoes and handbags to stunning accessories and now high quality clothing. Emma's has something for every style seeker. Experience the joy of shopping from home with Emma's online boutique. Their carefully curated collections are designed to elevate your look, and their personalized styling consultations ensure that you find the perfect pieces for any occasion. Whether you're dressing up for a night out or simply want to add some flair to your everyday ensemble, Emma's has everything you need. So visit their website at emmasshoesandaccessories.com and discover the world of fashion that's perfect for everyone. Emma's, where style meets sophistication.
They're going to thank you for showing up. Like right now, I could have shut that door and moved that box, because like truly, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see this. And like, that's really kind of bothering me. But like, I didn't have the energy to do it. I just wanted to talk to y'all about the power of stories and how you should show the hell up. Because I'm going to tell you this, if you don't get over yourself and start utilizing social media for the benefits that it is and the big goals and dreams that you have and the way that it can move the needle for your business, hang it up. Because if you don't do it, your competitor will. If you're not willing to showcase who you are on the inside, your mission, your goal, your values, all those things, someone else will. You cannot expect the people that follow you now to buy from you if you don't talk to them, if you're not friends with them. I want you to think about your favorite influencers. Or why do you buy certain things from them? Why are you following these people? What are they doing that is making that connection stronger for you? You need to then in turn do it with your followers. And you know what is the best part about social media? Well, there's a couple. One, it's free, so you could do it. Number two is, if people don't like what you have to say, then unfollow you. And if they unfollow you, it is okay. Let me tell you one thing. The other day, somebody texted me and they were like, do you have this like app that can tell you like who unfollows you? No, I don't want to. Mentally, I would freaking crumble. I don't want to, and neither should you. If people unfollow you, it is okay. Email list does it enough. I can see how many people unsubscribe all the time. All my emails that go out, I at least get 1 to 5 unsubscribers each time. But you know what? At first, it used to sting. And like this last time, I had a couple that unsubscribed, and I was like, oh, damn, that hit me in the wrong spot. But at the same time, they will never buy from me. And I know that from a fact, even if I know them. Because either our seasons in life are over, or they don't believe in what I'm selling. Or if they unfollow me or they unsubscribe, that doesn't mean that they don't love me and they don't support me. They just don't find the need of having another email in their inbox or having another social media account. Or maybe I trigger them in some sort of way. I'm telling you, y'all, if you let the opinions of others stop you from getting on the freaking internet and sharing what you have to offer the world, you're going to waste your time and you should hang it up. Because I will tell you this, I am a huge advocate for cheering you on and telling you you can do anything that you put your mind to. But the moment you keep continuing to come up to me with all these excuses of, I can't do it because of how I look, can't do it for how I sound, someone else is doing it. Oh my God, should I do this? Should I not do this? How do I start? What do I do? We give you enough freebies. I'm going to have them linked in the show notes. And I'm here. My DMs are open. I will cheer you on. But the moment you have excuses, I remove myself. Because to me, that isn't you putting in the work in order to be the best version of yourself, leave the legacy for your kids, or to chase the dreams and get closer to what you want in the perfect life that you want to live. I don't have time. So if you're listening to this and you haven't turned it off already for me yelling at you, this is your sign to go get on stories as soon as I stop talking to you. Like, don't hang up yet, because like that would be rude. And don't hang up before you leave a review, because that also would be rude. And don't hang up before you download, because I also am so close to 10,000 followers. So there was my 3 unapologetically ask from you. Number 4, and tell all your friends about it. But I will say this, the power of stories, don't underestimate it. It is so powerful. It can change your life. Social media can change your life. You have to get over your own self. They're free. It is free. And don't worry if you don't know where to start. You just have to start. It's a lot of trial and error. You have to start looking at your numbers, start seeing what people like. They might like video. They might like photos. We don't know what your community likes until you start trying. And don't worry if you're overwhelmed with the complication. Something is coming from us that will make it so easy. We drop it in the next episode. So make sure you tune in on June 12th. Anyway, that's enough of me yelling for you at you today. I'm going to drink more coffee so I can talk even faster, but I have a lot of other crap to do today. But I love you all, and I'm really glad that you're here for this, and I cannot wait for you to hear all the episodes that drop next week. And until next time, peace out, applesauce. That's not what I normally say. Let's freaking get it. I love you all. Share it, comment, like, review, all the things. And until next time, let's freaking get it. And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Marketing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you comment, review, share it with a friend. Come back next week. And until next time, let's freaking get it.